Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the ninth chapter of Maseches Brachos. Mishnah Gimel reads, Bana Bayis Chadash, V'kana Keim Chadashim, Omer, Baruch Shechianu. A person who builds a new house, or who acquires new utensils, says the blessing of Shechianu, that God enabled us to live to see this occasion. Mevarech al hara me'ein hatova, v'al hatova me'ein hara'a. A person makes a blessing on something that is bad, even though its outcome will eventually be good, and a person makes a blessing on something that is good, even though its outcome will eventually be bad. Hatoik ala sha'avar, hari zu tefila shav. A person who cries out, who prays for something that's already happened, that is a prayer in vain. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Ha'isa ishta me'uberes, v'amar yehi rason sh'teled ishti zachar, hari zu tefila shav. If a person's wife is expecting, and he says, may it be your will that my wife give birth to a boy, this is a wasted prayer. Hayabah b'derech v'shama kol tzavacha b'ir. If a person is on the road and he hears cries, screams coming from the city, v'amar yihiratzon shelo yu elu b'nei beisi, and he says, may it be your will that these not be the people of my household, harizo tefila shav. That is a wasted prayer, because these things have already happened. God may do many things for us, but he will not go back and change the past. Let's look in the Bartnuro. Bana bayis chadash v'kana keim chadashim. If a person built a new house or acquired new utensils, bein yesh lo kiyotze bahen, bein ein lo kiyotze bahen, mevarech shechianu. Whether or not he already has similar to them, he says shechianu. So if you buy a new suit, you say shechianu. You already have a suit, you still say shechianu. Al hara me'ein hatova, something bad that will eventually be good. Mefarish b'gemara, kigot shetzipo mayim al artzo, v'shatfu tivuoso shalshana hazu. So, for example, the rains flood his field, so that his crops for this year are ruined. Afopi shorovu hamayim p'nei ha'adama v'nasi sadehu mishubeches l'shanim haba'os. Even though this will make his field much better for future years. Hashta miha Rahi umavarich dayan emes. For the present, however, it's bad, so he would say the blessing of dayan ha'emes, even though next year he will have a superlative crop. Quick peek over in the Tosfos Yantiv. V'hatam shadavarim hamitsuyim yivarich alma shenimtsa mehem tchila ba'al yehei choshesh lema sheyikra besofam. That he's saying a bracha on what he finds right now at the beginning, and not what he suspects will be the ultimate outcome. Because it's possible that these future outcomes may or may not occur. So even though he says, this is bad for me now, but it'll be good for me next year, or it's good for me now, it'll be bad for me next year, that's only speculation. Things can change. Now, we didn't have the example of what's something that's good now and bad in the future. V'al hatova me'ein hara, something good that will ultimately be bad. Kagon, d'ashkach metzia, afal gav d'ra'ihi, d'ishama b'amalka, chovto b'malchus, v'yisurin v'shakil la mine. Hashta miha, tovehi, umavarech hatova hametiv. So if he finds something, then he's benefited. He's got an object that he can use and that he can profit from. It's possible that the government will hear about it and come and take it away or tax him for it. There could be some negative outcome. But right now, it's good for him. Hatzoik l'sha'avar, someone who cries out, someone who davens for something that's already happened. Hamispala al masha kvar haya, someone who prays for what already was. Harizo tefila shav, demay dehava hava. This is a vain prayer, this is a wasted prayer, because what was, was. Mishnah Dalid. Hanichnas l'krach, mispala shtayim, achas bichnisaso v'achas bitsiaso. Someone who enters a city should say a prayer, should actually say two prayers, one upon entering and one upon exiting. Ben Azai Omer Arba, Shtayim Bichnisaso, Ushtayim Bitsiaso. Ben Azai says that he says four prayers, two when he enters and two when he exits. Venosin Hadal Ashavar Vatsoik Lasilavo. He gives thanks for what has occurred, and he makes a request for what is yet to come. Let's look in the Bartnuro. Shtayim Bichnisaso, Ushtayim Bitsiaso. He says two prayers when he enters and two prayers when he exits. Bechnisaso Omer Shetnechisani Lakrach Zel Shalom. He says that, you know, may you bring me into this city in peace. Nichnas Omer Modani Lefanecha Shehechnestani Lakrach Zel Shalom. And after he enters, he gives thanks that God brought him into the city in peace. Hare zeh shtayim bechnisaso. These are the two that he says when he enters. Bikei shatzei somar, when he's getting ready to go, he says, shetotziani mikrach zeh l'shalom. May you bring me out of the city in peace. Lachar sheyatza, omar moda ani lefanecha, shehotzei sani mikrach zeh l'shalom. After he exits, he gives thanks to God that you brought me out of this city in peace. V'kol kach lama, and why do we need all this? Mune tshetzerach sheyitein adam hoda l'boro al ma she'avar alav min hatov, because a person has to give thanks to his creator for what happened to him that is good. V'ispala al ha'asid she'tavo lo tova, and he must pray that what comes in the future should also be good for him. That's the third and fourth Mishnayos in the last chapter of Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude Maseches Brachos, and we will begin with Maseches Peah.